It's continuing coverage of Hampton Dumont Cal girls basketball with head coach Miranda Stafford. Bulldogs win at 49-48 here at the buzzer. Coach, can you breathe a sigh of relief here at this point?
I can now. I'm still sweating a lot, but that's a good win for our group.
So going down the stretch here, your team was able to play tenacious defense. I mean, you were for a good chunk of the game. You hold Josie Cooper to just 6 points, not a ton of rebounds, right? But can you talk about your defense there down the stretch when AGWSR had a chance to win it there at the end?
Yeah, I told them we rely on our defense, and right now we need one stop. So we're in a good place. I would rather us be in that position, unfortunately, than needing a bucket down one. So I thought we were in the driver's seat there. They're going to fly around. They're going to make teams wonder and guess and make it tough on them. So we needed one stop.
You bet. So when it comes to kind of the defensive game plan coming into this one, again, as I mentioned, you were able to hold their post player, Josie Cooper, to just 6 points. And, I mean, what was the game plan for her? Because you told me last Friday night for our coach show interview that when you're playing a post player like that, I mean, that's going to be a tough matchup for people.
Well, we had to know where she was at, and I thought our kids did a great job of recognizing. Charlie did an amazing job of bumping her and not letting her just get straight shots. That's what she likes, is to get straight shots straight to the basket. Charlie did a good job, bumped her off, and then we always had two on her. So we gave up some threes. They shot well tonight, unfortunately. We were hoping they'd come out, not shoot well, but we had to give something up, and we would rather give up that three than give Cooper the inside presence. So I thought our kids did a great job of sticking to a game plan and being tough inside, and then, like you said, getting the box out. I don't know how many she had tonight, but I thought we limited their second shots a lot.
Going back to my unofficial stats here, I had you guys for like only 33% shooting, one of 10 from three-point range.
Yeah.
Kind of an uncharacteristic game from your team from that perspective, right? But what does that say about the grittiness and the way you're able to really grind this one out in a different fashion than you have done, you know, the first few games of the year?
Yeah, they can't all be pretty. You know, they can't all be the way you draw it up. Yeah, we'd like to shoot 40% from the three-point line, but credit to their guards for doing a great job on our guards and pressuring them a lot and getting them off the three-point line. I don't think we had very many opportunities where we had a catch-and-shoot three. Everything we had was a create, and we didn't get those to go down. So I thought they made a great adjustment in the second half of stop settling for those, get in the paint a little bit, pick the defense apart a little bit, and get our posts some looks.
And not as balanced of a scoring effort tonight team-wise, but Brooklyn Valley, 20 points on 9 of 16 shooting unofficially for you guys. What can you say about how she was able to kind of carry things offensively here in this one?
She came out on fire in the first half. That's the best offensive presence, just her not settling for three. She was very offensive-minded, attacking the basket and taking what the defense gave her. And then she didn't get frustrated in the second half when she wasn't getting those looks. And that's what I talked to him about in the locker room, is the difference between this team this year, which is the same kids pretty much as the kids last year, is this year we don't care who gets what. We just want to win. So Brooklyn carried us in the first half. She did a great job offensively. Didn't get much in the second half except for some runaways, but somebody else stepped up, and they don't care who else it is that steps up, which is great.
Yeah, and to have this kind of game under your belt, you'd had some, you know, blowout win, maybe not necessarily blowout, but games that you kind of didn't have to sweat out in the last few minutes, right? To have one of these under your belt, what does that mean for this team moving forward here into the kind of the bulk of the season?
Well, it's just the growth. I mean, they've got a great crowd. They were chanting. Their student section is great. So it's a hard place to come in and play. A little tiny gym. It's hot. And last year, we didn't handle that well. And so to show the kids the growth once again for the time they put in and the mental work that they've done to be able to handle this environment and not fall apart when we miss free throws, when we airballed threes, when things didn't go, when we're missing layups, things didn't go our way, and we didn't pout or we weren't upset. So that is the difference between us getting the win here this year versus us losing here last year.
All right, and a last question for before I let you go here tonight. You got Webster City here coming to your place, back to conference action here on Friday night. So what's kind of the outlook for them?
Yeah, I'll go look. I honestly have not. They've got a new coach this year.
One game at a time, right?
I do. So tonight we'll watch a little game film on them. And hopefully we're home again, so we're excited to be home. And I'm sure that we'll come out and want to pressure a little bit, see if we can get some easy buckets and do some full court things, get Lily going again. And we're excited to go again Friday.
All right, HD Cal Girls Basketball Coach Miranda Stafford, thank you so much for the time and congrats on the big win.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.